it's going to be go down as like one of the biggest matches of the.
It's a yes or no question. You're like a contestant.
Oh, is it past your bedtime?
You're like a you're like an online recipe. Hey, do you want a recipe for mashed potatoes?
No, sure. Eric. With this,
when I was a child of three.
No, Eric. This is called a podcast, and we actually embellish on our decisions here.
No,
that's what we do.
No, it's just you.
Andrew, what happened on Raw? Stuff happened. Podcast over.
You're giving your fucking life story. It's a yes or no question. Does she kick out of her finisher?
Yes.
Okay.
So, is this on?
The storm has arrived.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano, and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Hey everybody.
Bonus podcast.
Bonus podcast
coming at ya, because we have to review WrestleMania.
This is night minus one.
SmackDown.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. WrestleMania, you know.
WrestleMania SmackDown.
The third biggest show of the year. I guess. I mean, it's funny because we were just raving about how good Raw was.
Yeah.
Like, what's the last image of Raw? Is, you know, The Rock and Roman whipping Cody and Seth.
Standing
and
tall.
It was great.
Yeah.
And then here, the go-home, right, the night right before WrestleMania.
The night before the show. It's kind of an extension of the show, if
it's
you ask me.
It's a big stinker.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope Joe does that voice the whole show.
You know, it's going to be, we're going to see how long I can go for.
Not. Yeah.
Nah,
not.
No.
Please.
That's a good one, Andrew.
It's anyway. A partial drunk cast.
One of us is. It's a lot of alcohol.
I'll give you one guess who it is.
I wonder who it is tonight.
Yeah.
You know, the fans drinking. Love when you pretend like you're choking on your microphone.
There it is. So, yeah, we have to review WrestleMania SmackDown, and yeah. We also have to give our WrestleMania predictions.
Don't be
look
flapping the paper in the mic.
This scorecard.
Like it
is.
Was your idea. Okay?
Yes.
Your thing is remembering stupid names. Do your thing.
Exactly.
You done?
Just like that meme Alan made. It was so great.
No.
So great.
Oh, Andrew,
go
put
on
that
our
out there.
Instagram at Wrong so Wrestling, good. The story. One of our fans slash former wrestlers, former opponents.
Yeah.
Alan friend. Castro, he made this great Simpsons meme.
Yeah.
About Eric.
He let me play free
just
video.
Just say
games.
Pretty shitty's name. You know?
Great guy.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, make sure, because if you want the WrestleMania recap,
yep.
Go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. That'll be coming out Sunday night.
I'm confused. This is not our regular show, yet it's not a Patreon?
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Remember,
lucky you guys.
We used to do two free ones a week. We used to do Raw and SmackDown.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
I was like, yeah, but, fuck that.
It's a lot.
That was a lot.
That was a lot.
Sure was. Yeah. And now I think technically we do more podcasts a week.
Wow.
Because there's this. There's the Monday Night War.
Yeah.
There's two Hogwash podcasts.
Wow.
So yeah.
I mean, pay-per-view once a month.
What's the next Patreon?
Of?
Hogwash.
Oh, we're still figuring that out. Come on. Don't go there
Oh,
yet.
Poor Invincible's over. Yeah, we suffered. Yeah.
So anyways, check out the WrestleMania 40 review at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Yeah.
All right, so SmackDown opens with Meek Mill.
Yeah.
He's going to WrestleMania. Yeah.
Who are you?
You know.
Meek Mill.
I don't know one song.
No.
He's a rapper?
Oh. Sure.
I think.
Yeah.
And I assume this is the WrestleMania intro that...
Can't be.
Like, we're going to see anyway?
Why would they show it?
Because he's talking about Mania. He's not saying, like, hey, guys, welcome to SmackDown. He's like, this, WrestleMania. And they're showing all the clips and everything. It was like a five-minute intro.
It's true.
It's like, are you just, like, spoiling the WrestleMania intro here?
Yes. Right, yeah.
I'm going to say yes.
I mean, they haven't been great
I'm going to go with yes.
I'm going to say yes.
So. Yeah, at least they don't have to play the Kevin Hart one anymore. Oh my God!
Like we,
yeah, we saw that six times before the WrestleMania. So,
yeah, there you go. Right. And then yeah. You know we were at Raw a couple weeks ago, and they were still playing it.
Right.
The WrestleMania 39 intro video with Kevin Hart.
Yeah, remember Marky Mark when he did WrestleMania Dallas's intro 2 years ago?
Oh, yeah, that made sense.
And then night two, he's like, let's run it back. And I was like, oh, he did two video intros. Wow. Yeah. One for each night.
Yeah.
All right, so really we open up with the Kevin Owens show.
Okay.
Good start.
Yeah.
You know, this might have been the only good part of the show.
It's interesting.
But it was good. We have a house show stage since they sold out every single seat
right
in the Wells Fargo Arena. Over 19,000 people. At least that's what they said. We don't know if they're still giving out fake numbers.
What was the Raw record?
It was
less than that, right?
15.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. But, Owens introduces his guest, Randy Orton, and he hypes their triple threat match with Logan Paul. He shows off his new KO Mania shirt that Eric's already pre-ordered.
Yep.
Owens asks Randy, on a scale of 1 to 10, how repulsive do you find Logan Paul? And the fans do 10 with their hands. They yell 10. And he says, there's a guy who used to do that.
Yeah.
So his good. Name is Diamond Dallas Page. Did you see the Monday Night War? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go check out the Monday Night War podcast, patreon.com/whatsworthwrestling.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Diamond Dallas Page did Ty Dillinger's gimmick 20 years before.
He stole it from Ty Dillinger.
Right. He stole it from Ty Dillinger.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So then we hear Logan Paul, but he's on the Titantron because he's at Lincoln Financial Field. Standing on the WrestleMania stage.
Yes.
Come on.
Right away, that was just super awesome. Sure. I don't know. I thought that was really cool. As soon as that happened, I was like, oh my God, please go after him. Yeah. Please.
Right.
And Logan talks some shit, but Orton says he talks a lot for a guy who's just across the street. Because if you've ever been to these stadiums in Philly, like Eric and I have, you know, not everyone has been there.
Yes.
You know, I know that Eric and I have. I don't know about anyone else in this room.
Yeah.
But sorry, I was fighting for my children in court.
Yeah, what an idiot. Okay. So they have all three stadiums that share one parking lot.
Yeah.
Really?
It's so fucking cool.
Yes, yeah.
Cool?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure it's hard to work out that schedule.
And we have cannolis.
Oh, the cannolis were the
best.
Well,
those pictures were
great. I mean, the number one reason I wanted to go, the number one reason I'm upset we didn't go to Philly were because of the cannolis.
Yeah.
Wow. Number two, the cheesesteaks. And then, whatever, WrestleMania 5.
Number three, sharing a bed with Eric. But let's get back to SmackDown.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, Owen says, you thinking what I'm thinking? And they leave the ring and run through the crowd to go after Logan.
Yes.
And then Grayson Waller and Austin Theory appear from under the ring to jump KO and Orton, but they were late.
Yeah. They're like, oh, no, let's catch up to them.
Yeah. After the break, we see Randy trying to break into a car.
Yeah, is he trying to steal this car?
Everyone's just jacking cars and everything.
Yeah, jacking. Yeah.
But then Owens found a golf cart, so Orton hops on it, and we see them driving to the stadium while Theory and Waller chase after them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Magic.
They're like, right. Oh, late again.
Yeah. Should we just skip to that part? So then later in the show, Logan Paul comes out to the ring, and he's like, I fooled them.
Mm. The ring at where SmackDown is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at the big brain.
He says, good evening, people of South Jersey. Oh, it's Philly? Same thing. Whoever booked me in Philly this weekend, you're fired.
Just as trash, he says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Logan brags about outsmarting Randy and KO, and he says, Waller and Theory are about to beat the snot out of him. But then we cut to Waller and Theory on the Mania stage.
Mm-hmm.
But KO and Orton aren't there.
Yeah.
And I thought that was such a big letdown. Like, how cool would it be the SmackDown right before Mania, like, you know, they just, even if it's just Theory and Waller, like KO and Orton just beat them up, throw them off the stage or something.
Right.
Sure.
I thought that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
But KO and Orton come out from under the ring, which begs the question, how did they do that?
Magic.
Yeah. Maybe dressed up as crew guys when it was super dark.
Wrestling magic.
Yeah. Then Logan tries to run, but Owens throws him back in the ring and gives him a stunner.
Mm-hmm.
And then Orton gives Logan an RKO, and Owens loved it. There was a moment where, like, it was happening so slowly. Logan was getting up so slowly, and Orton was, like, inching towards KO.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh, is he going to do it? Because tomorrow they can't be friends anymore.
That's right.
But he never did.
No, no.
And I felt like that was slightly a missed opportunity. Like, obviously, they're not going to be friends in this fucking match.
What? Yeah.
You know?
I did like how Owens turned Logan around.
But I guess if it leads to a KO Orton tag team run, then that's fine. If
that's fine, too.
Maybe.
It'll be fun, even if that's, you know, if that's all they have for them.
I think this is your classic. They beat the living shit out of him, put him through a table, then go have a 15-minute match themselves. And then Logan just runs in for the pin because they forgot about him.
Maybe,
it's got to be classic, that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably nailed that. Yeah, all right, next up we have Zelina Vega versus Electra Lopez.
Oh.
Backstage before the match, we see that Dragon Lee was attacked by someone. And, of course, Carlito was the first one to find him.
Oh.
I mean, it's the most obvious thing. And it's fine. Not everything has to be a big surprise, right?
Right.
But it's super obvious.
Wrestling used to be all about foreshadowing.
Yeah.
And making it obvious.
Right.
It's part of it. It's fine.
Yeah.
But Dragon Lee wasn't passed out. So I was like, if he got hit from behind and he didn't get passed out, can he just, like, turn?
No.
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 He cracked him in the skull. Maybe he was just waking up.
Yeah.
It could be that. It's like the movies. You crack someone in the back of the head, and then they wake up a few minutes later.
Right. Maybe he
has... In reality, they're dead, but...
Maybe he has ammonia.
Ammonia? Ammonia. Yeah.
The rubbing solution?
Yeah. Also, what the fuck was Zelina Vega wearing, like...
Video games.
What the fuck?
Like, butterflies.
Jesus. I can't believe I almost married her. Like, that is just so...
Yeah, you dodged a bullet there, my friend.
I know, really. Like, Jesus.
Right.
She used to look so hot.
What if a butterfly was a stripper?
Yeah.
Boom.
I guess that's
Zelina Vega.
That's what she's cosplaying as, Angel from X-Men First Class.
Oh.
That's it.
Wow.
Sure.
I'm not saying she's not hot. It's not like she's not hot. But, you know, it's just not as hot as you used to be.
Rock is not
like back when you, you know, were a human and you're not cosplaying as some sort of creature from some other universe.
Right. Sure.
I don't know. Also, Rey was in Vegas corner and Santos Escobar, Dirty Dom, and Andrade were in Elektra's corner. This match is important, guys. Everyone's got to be out there.
Yeah.
So, like, I think the second move in the match is whatever the fuck Zelina Vega did. Like, she pulls Elektra's arm, then puts her leg around her, and then just lightly kicks her. Yeah. It was so fucking odd. We were very confused.
Right. Yes.
But then, like, this match was bad. The end was kind of cool, though, because Vega looked at Andrade and gave Elektra the hammerlock DDT.
Mm-hmm.
And then before she can go for the pin, Dom hopped on the apron to distract her, but Rey pulled him down, and then Elektra hit Vega with the shocker for the win.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, electric shocker.
Yeah.
So Dom attacks Rey after the match and tells Andrade to join in, but Andrade turns on Dom and Escobar, beats them up, hugs Rey and Vega. Vega, like, jumps on him.
Right.
Wraps her legs around
him. We thought they were going to fuck.
Yeah, I mean,
bottom left.
I mean, yeah, really.
Who are you?
Oh, no.
Buster Nut. Yeah.
Who are you?
Right. She jumps up on him. Who are you?
Who are you?
And then you could hear Malachi Black watching from home. He was very upset. He was very upset.
Hey! Right. Hey!
So then backstage, a ref tells Rey, Dragon Lee is not medically cleared for Mania. And Rey's like, oh, my God! Does no one else? Is there no one else? Zelina, you might have to blow Escobar take him out of the match.
There are three other members of the LWO.
They're all like...
I don't know who to pick.
Rey. Hey, right here, Rey.
Right.
I'm right here.
Who will... Now...
Jesus Christ.
Oh, there goes your scorecard. Goes Stacy.
Joe's scorecard is null and void.
All right, intermission?
No.
Well, Joe cleans this up. Don't you use my scorecard to clean this up.
Just leave it alone. It's so good.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right, yeah, intermission.
Anyways, I think it's fine. It's just some fucking...
Just a little...
It's just some booze.
It's just water booze.
Don't sniff that paper, kids. Rey's freaking out. Okay, just come on. Let's just move on.
I'm fine. Talk.
I know, Eric. He could do it by himself. I think he could handle it.
I thought the whole microphone fell over. All right, good.
So, yeah. Ray's freaking out, but then Andrade tells Ray, I will be your partner.
Do you hate him?
I will be.
I will do
your partner.
What you need me to do?
It's like, he's like, I will. Vega, you're here. Just say it for me. She's like, he's going to be your partner.
Right, yeah. That's right.
Can we do it like we do it the old times, you know?
Yeah. Where
I can't say a fucking thing.
I don't say anything.
It's remember, all you. Remember, I wrestle. You talk. So let's do that.
She's like, I speak Spanish, dude.
Yeah, right. She's like, I'm American.
So then Carlito walks up. And he's all excited. He's like, hey, Ray, you here? Dragon Lee's not cleared. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? And then Vega's like, well, no, Andrade's going to take his
place.
Don't
you need a partner? Huh?
And he's like this. He's like, yeah. You son of a bitch.
Yeah, right. Poor Carlito. He just wants in this tag match so bad.
I spit on the dick of those who are not cool.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's true. You know, if I didn't do the scorecards beforehand, I would probably put, does Carlito take out Andrade before this
right
match?
For real.
Yeah. Is your scorecard even like readable at this point?
Yeah, it's fine.
You turned it around.
It's the part where we didn't even
It's the shitty part for the okay, good.
It's the blank.
Well, whatever like there is a small section of the scorecard that it is touching, and you're DQ'd for those first couple matches.
That right?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
It. Yeah, because that is the only way you're taking that title from me.
Sure. You filled it out drunk. You might as well be Josh right now filling out that scorecard.
Usually I don't retain, so this is probably better. Yeah.
So next up, we have an in-ring promo from Naomi and Bianca Belair. Yeah. This was awful. I was like, when they came out, I was like, oh, what six-woman tag are they having tonight?
Tonight, yeah.
Right.
And then I said, oh, no, it's even worse. It's not a tag
match. It's a three-woman promo.
First, Naomi
It's a Texas promo.
Yeah.
They have cowboy hats on.
But there's like, I've been fighting Damage Control the longest, and I was about to give up and kill myself. But then I remembered I have friends. And then Naomi's like, yeah, they're pulling your braid. Oh, they're pulling my braid. Oh, pulling braids. Oh, snatch you both. And it was just like, what do you want me to hit? Like, anything? I don't know.
He did the match.
Worst event in wrestling history.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah,
so... Cool. Also, Belair is so happy and so excited that she went from three straight title wins at WrestleMania.
Yes.
The last 3 years, she won the women's title.
Is that
true? She won the women's title. She won the women's title.
Three in a row?
Three in a row.
Wow.
I remember even saying, like, she's the new Stone Cold. She just wins the belt every Mania.
Right.
Yeah.
And she went from that to a six-woman tag match just to, like, highlight Jade. Like, just to help out Jade Cargill. I'm sure the original plan was to have Jade versus Belair, but they were like, yeah, no, turns out she's not good at this.
Yeah, she can't do it.
Like, maybe like Nikki Bella, where she could just be okay.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll see.
So then they introduce their new BFF, and Jade Cargill comes out. They're all wearing cowboy hats for some reason.
I have no idea.
Philly. Did they think it was Dallas?
Maybe.
Like, we're going back to Dallas. Jade was about to call Damage Control bitches. But Belair and Naomi stopped her. Like, you can't do that. You can do it on the other show.
Yeah.
The other show where you constantly said bitch.
Like, 8 times.
Bitch.
Except for all the times Natalya said bitch.
Yeah.
Right. Anytime Natalya's feuding with anyone. Bitch!
And you know what you are? Are you all ready? Are the cameras on me?
Yeah.
Are the sensors ready? Here we go.
Is this on?
Yeah.
1, 2... Is it on? Oh, you fucked that up too. Jesus, awesome. You're the bitch.
Yeah.
So Jade says, they're about to find out what Jade Cargill is all about.
What is she about?
It's not good.
Yeah.
White hair.
Then all three of them. Let's do it. Ready? There gonna be no damage control.
There's gonna be.
It's not.
That was actually better than the way they did it.
Yeah.
And then Jade says, you are now in the eye of the storm.
Because she looks like Storm from X-Men. Got it.
Gotta be
that. Did she do that in AEW? I'm the Storm.
Get crickets? Yes.
Yes. I don't think so.
No.
Yeah.
No, she was just Jade Cargill.
He watched all of her promos.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember. Yeah. I remember her saying, I'm that bitch. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that was terrible. Next up, we have New Catch Republic versus Waller and Theory, or A-Town Down Under, which, by the way, Eric didn't think of it. It's literally what they call them.
Okay.
So, you know.
But I added the, you know, Down Under.
Down Under. Yeah,
down Under.
Let's just say Eric thought of it.
Pair sure.
of
smooth criminals.
We already printed the t-shirts anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Deadpool. Fuck. Yeah. He's got some smooth criminals down under.
Down under.
Theory, by the way, we realized that in this match, Theory is the worst rated WWE 2K wrestler.
How is that is possible?
I mean, look, fuck Theory, but it's just funny that he's significantly lower than all of them.
Right.
They're like 76, 75, he's 72. 72!
I bet when Vince left, someone's like, hey, drop Theory's rating down 15 points.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Like, he beat John Cena at WrestleMania last year.
Correct.
72!
Clean!
Cena's rating in WWE 2K is probably like 94.
Oh, it went
98.
So early in the match, Tyler Bate put his legs around Waller's neck and then walked around the ring with his hands.
Waving to people.
Yeah. Yeah. And then slowly climbed up the turnbuckles, waved to the crowd.
Yep.
And then, you know.
Hurricane Ronned him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Grayson, why are you helping him?
Bate and Dunn won with the Birminghammer. After the match, Judgment Day shows up and they lay out both teams.
I mean, for God's sakes, I came.
What happened?
Huh?
What?
So Judgment Day shows up and they...
Welcome!
I hit the wrong button.
But you came.
Yeah, and I came.
Hey, Rhea
no,
was there.
No, because Rhea Ripley was there, yeah.
I mean, for God's sake, I came.
Saved it, thanks. Appreciate the assist on that.
Yeah.
Rhea Ripley looked great.
She did.
You know, reminded me of that time she winked at me.
Shut the fuck up!
Yeah. It was great. Great day. Great time.
Everybody knows it was me. I mean, like, you know,
right. You know,
obviously.
What?
I mean, I'm going to jump in this.
It's going to evolve years from now. It's like, oh, Kim, the time that she sucked my dick was so great.
At God the damn. NXT TakeOver show.
Remember that time and Joe sucked Rhea's dick? Wait, what?
I blew my load right as Johnny Gargano won the title. It was so great.
Greatest night of my life.
Next up, we have an in-ring promo from, I guess you can call it that, from LA Knight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, LA Knight and AJ Styles, they fought at WWE World earlier in the
real.
Day.
They were fighting for real.
They fought for real.
Knight's wearing Hogan's colors.
Yeah.
Red and yellow, so maybe that's why he botched on the mic.
When it's come... No, because the Rock...
dude.
Hold on, the Rock is back, so he can't do the Rock anymore.
Mm.
Now he's like, well, let me tell you something, brother.
Yeah.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh no.
But yeah, he really fucked up here. Let's take a listen.
I think you're phenomenal at running away. And this Sunday, you'll be phenomenal at getting stomped out by the...
That's why you don't chew gum and talk on the microphone at the same time.
Did you hear Corey Graves? He goes, oh, but he choked on cum.
Yeah.
LA Knight choking on cum. Oh, heel Corey Graves is back.
And then across the screen, you just see John Cena. It's like, oh, wow. Cena.
Yeah. Knight's like, oh, I think John Cena just face fucked me. What the fuck?
Face fucked.
Yeah.
Can't see him. But no, he was chewing gum and like it just, I guess the gum fucked, like it hit his tongue the wrong way. Or
maybe he swallowed it.
Yeah.
I thought it was just one of those gleeks that happen when like sometimes you're talking and then like you just kind of take a weird breath.
I guess.
Oh, okay.
Like what?
Yeah.
Yeah. You just take a weird breath and then someone just shoves their dick in your mouth.
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
All the time.
I got to stop walking around like this everywhere I go.
I got to stop yawning.
Oh, wow. You're quick on the trigger there, buddy.
Wow, you really whipped it out.
That was so fast. Fastest cock in the West.
Right? Does that have just like a little patch of whipping it out?
Yeah.
Ready.
Yeah. So finally, for the main event, we have Jey Uso versus Solo Sikoa.
The main event.
Yes.
No.
These two.
It should have been on main event.
Yeah.
Jey hit the Uso splash, but Jimmy attacked him for the DQ.
That's it.
And then Solo was about to thumb Jey's asshole, but Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins ran out.
Adrenaline.
Cody hits the Cody Cutter on Solo, and then he whips Solo and Jimmy with the same weight belt that The Rock used on him.
He bought one from the shop.
Yes. He can't even get it for free.
So no, they can't even whip them like more than a couple of times.
Yeah.
Like The Rock brutally whipped
them. Then it's heel-ish, I guess.
I guess.
Whatever. Cody gives Jimmy the crossroads. Seth whips Jimmy, and then Jay hits the Uso splash, which I thought was weird since it's like, is he just going to do that?
Aren't you winning with that?
Is he just going to do that tomorrow?
Yeah, weird.
Then Cody grabs the mic and says he's going to slap The Rock so hard that he's going to remember why he's the people's champion or something. This is who you guys want, though, right? You guys still want him to win?
Yes. Yeah?
It's Roman.
This lame promo.
It's Roman Reigns.
Is what you want?
Yeah. We have a shirt that makes fun of Roman winning.
Yeah.
Anyone. Anyone. Sure. Mm-hmm. Anyone.
So like if Roman. He gets replaced, you're totally fine with it?
Who?
Anyone. Kevin Owens, Stone Cold. Cross your fingers.
Yeah.
Did we skip the Battle Royal?
Yes, we did skip the Battle Royal. I didn't want to do it.
Okay.
No, you know what? It's funny. When I skipped ahead the Logan Paul shit, I forgot to go back. All right, we'll go back after this. Thank you for reminding me.
Okay.
That's why we don't fucking skip ahead. Shame on me. I fucked up. All right, so
You fucked up.
Yeah, thank you.
You did three times.
It's WrestleMania.
Everyone knows it's three times.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
So yeah, he's going to slap The Rock, and I'm going to dethrone the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns. And then he just keeps going because there's more time on the clock.
No.
And then he says, when one story ends, an even better story begins.
Yeah.
Hope he loses. So
you don't, though.
Oh, I do.
But you don't.
But you
don't.
I do.
So you want Roman Reigns to retain.
Yes.
Again.
Or anyone else beat him.
Well, no. But that's not going
to
happen.
That's not going to happen. Do you want Roman to win WrestleMania again?
Yeah, I want him to win WrestleMania.
Always kill Reigns. Always kill Reigns.
Yes.
No, not
Remember
anymore.
Last year at the press conference, he's had a shirt that said WrestleMania champion.
He did.
He was the champion of WrestleMania.
Well, he is.
Yeah.
He's about to break Hogan's record.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Thanks.
Read the fucking Battle Royal. Do your job.
Oh, fuck off. Yeah, you're about to do your fucking job. So we have the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Pretty shitty.
Yeah.
No. Teams up against Omos. Because, Omos is in this. Because, of course, he is.
Of course. Yeah.
But Omos throws out the brunette one. What's his name?
Kit Wilson.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You fucking mark.
And then one of them eliminates himself because he's afraid of him. What's his name?
What's his name, Eric?
Elton Prince.
You fucking mark.
Yeah.
I threw mine in there, too.
Wouldn't be the first time.
No.
Thanks. So then this match was not good. Angel tried to powerbomb Joaquin Wilde, but Wilde countered with an arm drag. But it wasn't good.
No.
And it just looked like Angel eliminated himself because that's what he did.
Looked like.
So far we've got two eliminated themselves.
Yes. Two out of three.
That's true. Two out of three said, nah, this is bullshit.
And then, oh no, Jinder's gone. Oh no, Apollo Crews is still in the company?
Yeah.
They even said the only world champion to be in this match, and then he was fourth out.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
The Creed brothers eliminated Indusher. I guess they love Carnage now.
Yeah.
And then after the break, we see Omos beating up the Creed brothers outside the ring. And they show a replay where Omos threw out the Creed brothers, but Omos eliminated himself in the process.
Fell out of the ring?
Stupid.
Yeah, we're still wondering if it was on purpose or not.
Stupid.
Like, if it was on purpose, it's even dumber. Yes. Like, that's your plan to eliminate Omos? He just pushes too hard?
He didn't win any of these years?
No.
Omos?
No.
They said, why are you watching that again, Eric? The heavy favorite. They kept saying,
yeah.
The heavy favorite. You guys have never seen
him. How are you going to eliminate him?
Never seen this.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
My God. Moving on. J.D. McDonagh was hiding outside the ring, and he pulled Ricochet out to eliminate him. No. We all thought it was Ricochet's
his night. He's been on quite a roll.
Just give him something, even though it's meaningless. Then J.D. gets back in the ring, but Tozawa super kicks him. And Tozawa's in the final four.
Hold on. After he super kicked JD, JD eliminated himself.
Yeah,
He ran and jumped over the top rope.
Yeah.
Idiot.
That's true. So then Ivar threw out Otis, and then he threw out Tozawa, and Otis was supposed to catch him, but Tozawa, he missed, and Tozawa kind of landed on his head.
The problem is Otis can't lift his arms like bigger than about here.
No.
Yeah.
You know, lower than his shoulder. So how are you supposed to catch a guy above your head?
It's like Martin Lawrence in Bad Boys. Like, these guys can't even fucking turn to wipe their own ass.
That's right.
So, yeah. Bronson Reed and Ivar were the final two, and Corey Graves compared them to Godzilla and King Kong, which begs the question, which one's Godzilla?
I'll do you one better. Which one's King Kong?
Yeah.
I'll do you one better. Who cares?
I guess Reed's Godzilla because his Titantron video is he's Godzilla.
Oh, yeah.
Knocking over buildings.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, why is Gamora?
Why is Godzilla?
Why is Godzilla?
Why is Godzilla?
So Ivar goes for the Doom Salt, but Reed moved, and then Reed decides, fuck it. And he tries to do RVD's Rolling Thunder, but boy, did that suck.
Oh, boy.
Really.
He starts by just somersaulting.
This is such a bad...
For no reason.
What a bad episode of SmackDown.
Then he just rolls over him like they're buddies.
Raw was so good, and Triple H is like, I don't have time for SmackDown.
Right, I don't have time for this
maybe
bullshit.
Maybe it's two nights, it's tomorrow...
I got the unions.
Hey, Bruce Prichard, you write the show.
I got the unions up my ass because we built the stage ourselves. I got Stallone up my ass because I didn't invite him to WrestleMania. Because
I didn't put Stallone in the set.
All of a sudden, Triple H's phone rings and he just hears, no chance, that's what she's like, oh no.
No.
Oh no. Do I answer it? Hey, Vince. Hey, Hunter. So I guess you're pretty busy with Mania, huh? Do you want me to write SmackDown for you? I've got some ideas.
I'm a genius. No, Hunter sees him calling and he's just like,
breaks his phone.
Yeah. Call Stephanie, tell her I don't have my phone anymore.
Yeah. So then Reed clotheslines Ivar out of the ring for the win.
Bronson Reed.
Bronson Josh and, Reese.
And joins the illustrious lineup.
Oh, the illustrious lineup of Cesaro, who went on to...
Nothing.
Nothing.
A multi-time tag champ. Thank you.
What the fuck? We have Big Show, who
Big
went
Show,
on to...
ECW World Champion.
Oh, fuck off. That was before this.
World yes. Heavyweight Champion.
Go Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin, who was blamed for Raw being bad.
Current NXT Tag Champion.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah. Mojo Rawley, 24/7 champion.
Always ready.
Fired.
Matt Hardy.
Bread.
Multi-world champ. ECW bread. World champion.
Multiple bread champion.
Yeah.
Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the Universal Champion at least at some point.
Royal, yeah. Who'd he beat? Greatest Royal Rumble champion.
Who did he beat?
I don't know.
Oldberg.
No, yeah, right, in the Universal Championship. I knew that.
Yes. At COVID Mania.
That was COVID Mania.
Yes.
So I guess the most successful winner of the Andre the Giant.
Braun.
Yeah.
Then we have Jey Uso.
Lower mid-card Jey Uso.
Tag team champion,
main
that's
event
it.
Jey Uso?
Fuck off.
Okay.
Madcap Moss, 24/7 title.
Oh my God. What year was that?
2 years ago.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That is awful.
Bobby Lashley, who has done nothing.
Multi-year champ. What?
Since his win, nothing.
ECW.
You said it's next guy up. Bobby Lashley, next guy up, or 40-year-old man? Eric, give him your mic. So, yeah, and then Bronson Reed. Oh. Wow, what a great match this is.
Bronson
it always
Reed.
Pushes the next... Wow, whoever wins this gets a huge push.
Let's hope not. Yeah. Bronson Reed.
No. It's not good.
Yeah. Wait, go back to that?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I want to see who's been in the most.
Wow. Oh, total? Let's see. Apollo Crews, 5. Bo Dallas, 5. Curtis Axel, 5. Dolph Ziggler, 5. Ziggler's been in this 5 times. Fandango, Goldust, 5. Heath Slater, 6.
Hey!
Wow.
Heath Slater has been in the most Andre the Giant Battle Royals.
Wow.
6 out of 10.
Thanks for burning my trivia.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, yeah.
We would have gotten that. And then the last thing we didn't talk about was we had a video promo from the Final Testament. Where
What does Karrion Kross say?
Karrion Kross said... Did you guys pay attention? I didn't pay attention. I don't have anything here.
We're going to go and beat you at WrestleMania.
I don't have anything.
Scarlett, look hot.
Okay, brother.
Yeah. Right.
Is that Macho Man?
I don't know.
And then the Pride responds later in a video promo, and I also didn't pay attention, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe's leaving.
All right, let's give some awards. Who did you have for worst dressed?
I had Zelina Vega.
You have to pick Zelina.
Oh, I.
She's also my best dressed because I saw most of her body.
I had Jey Uso with the yeet all eating everywhere.
Yeah,
I'm done with it. Been done with it. You gonna say something? I thought you were like about to say
no,
something.
No, I'm waiting for best dress.
Best dress?
Fear Boner. Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley.
Sweep it.
Yeah. Sweep that shit.
Mommy.
She looks so fucking hot.
Jesus. Worst acting?
I had Jade.
I had Naomi.
Oh, man.
Who do it. Have? Do it, Joe. Do it.
Bianca Belair.
There you go.
She was horrible. Poor thing. I love her, too.
Best acting?
Owens.
Yeah, I'm going to go Owens. KO. He was great. Yeah.
KO sweep. Worst comment? God, whatever Jade said.
Yeah, you're in the eye of the storm. That's it. That's the winner.
How about all three of them when they tried to say the same thing?
Sounds good.
Best comment?
Hey, you want to just go next door?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I don't know. Yeah. I kind of like the, there's a guy who used to do that.
That was good, too.
Yeah, that's good, too. Yeah.
Worst match?
Worst match was...
DeAndre the Giant was really the worst. Here's why. Because so many eliminations were botched. It was really bad. That's my opinion.
I had Vega Lopez.
Vega Lopez, slow-mo battle royal.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Best match?
Best match.
Yeah. Who correct. Are you?
Right. Worst move?
Angel eliminating himself.
So many moves to choose from. That's the crazy thing.
Angel eliminating himself.
That was bad. Omos eliminating himself. I had Vegas.
No, the Vegas stupid kick
spot.
Thing.
Which is like, boop. Beep. Best move?
Huh?
Best move?
Bottom right.
You know, I'll do Vega again with the hammerlock DDT.
You know what? Good point.
Yeah. Sweep it.
That's a good point.
It's probably the only time she'll ever get best move.
Yes.
For sure.
Worst moment?
The Jade, Naomi, and Bianca thing.
Yes. It's got to be that.
Yeah.
It's terrible. God, yes.
And then best moment, KO show.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, really, it was the only good thing on the fucking show.
Yeah.
They beat the shit out of Logan Paul, cementing his win at WrestleMania.
Yes. Yeah. All right, let's get to some breaking news. So Ronda Rousey went on News Nation to continue her Fuck WWE tour.
Yeah, where's this getting her?
Nothing. She's just jaded.
Yeah.
You know.
Jaded.
She did claim in this interview that in 20... Hold on. In
2022!
Nice. Okay. 2022, she said Drew Gulak inappropriately pulled on the strings of her sweatpants. And she told him, dude, what the fuck? And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. He apologized. She threatened to beat him up or something. Yeah, well, it looks bad. From here, it looks bad. And then Gulak responded with a tweet saying he went to shake her hand but accidentally touched her string and he apologized for it.
Yeah.
He was like, that's all it was.
That's about right.
Yeah, I mean, it really just seems like she has an agenda at this point.
Yeah.
It's like, look, you want to go on TV and say, fuck Vince McMahon? I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Because obviously he is a piece of shit.
Right.
And, you know, I think we've known it all along.
Yeah.
All along.
It was me all along.
And we're like, yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just weird. I don't know. It's like you're blaming everyone for your horrible second run in the company.
Right. You have no one to blame but yourself.
Then this past Wednesday, Chelsea Green took to Twitter to say, man, one night you're wrestling at Barclays Center having the time of your life, and the next you're being kicked out of Fairmont Hotels and accused of being an escort because of your outfit.
Who would?
Life is funny. Maybe next year I won't celebrate WrestleMania weekend at the Plaza Hotel. It's like, yeah, you won't because you got kicked out.
Right. They don't want you back.
I wonder what they thought she was an escort. Weird.
I have this here. The manager said she wasn't kicked out for being a prostitute. She was being kicked out for being a cunt. So,
wow.
That is a quote from the manager.
Well, she was blowing Matt Cardona in the lobby. So they were like, get out of here. What? Any other news?
Hello, Mr. Cardona. Going down.
Yeah. He's like, no, we got to leave. Cody said it didn't fly. Cody called. He said Triple H wasn't buying it. He said no.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to find the...
Eric's trying to find
the
news.
Yeah.
Let's see.
You got the latest scoops?
All right, yeah, here. So Pat McAfee was doing a live show, WrestleMania, and he had Triple H on there, and Triple H had this to say about, you know, a certain hire from AEW.
Then I'm glad I didn't.
All right, let's see.
It's a different game. It's a different world. If they're not here to be all in on this, when I see people that come out of, you know, trying to make it, and then they pick the job where they go, well, they work less, the schedule's lighter. All right, then I'm glad I didn't get you.
Okay.
Because if you're not in it for the grind, at that point early in your career, you have no business being here.
Okay, so.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Ospreay. You're a hell of an athlete. Want to come learn how to actually wrestle?
Please.
No? And just go to AEW and do all your stupid
no.
shit.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Calm down, bruv. Tony Khan offered me $10 billion.
Yeah. Right.
Billion? Okay, well, I guess.
Sure.
Makes sense. We know that's what happened.
Yeah.
That's why they all signed with AEW. We know that's why Sasha went there. I mean, fucking... what's his name? Okada got, what was it, $13 million over 3 years? I mean, come on. That's WWE crazy. Was never going to give him that.
Right.
That's insane. What Seth Rollins makes.
Right. I listened to the CM Punk on the podcast he did.
Yeah.
And he was saying, like he was asked, like, how long do you think AEW can actually go for? He's like, as long as Tony Khan wants to put money in it.
Right. That's what we always said. He said, how long until Daddy Khan's going to call and say, enough? But my theory has always been that they just need to lose money on a business for tax purposes.
Right.
Like, hey, you know, son, it's fine. Yeah, just do the wrestling thing. You know, jerk off to the wrestling stars. Hug them all you want.
Pay them a shit ton of money.
$30 million. In fact, as much as we could lose.
It's the tax write-off.
We need the tax write-offs.
Yeah.
I mean, they're billionaires. They do sneaky shit like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Give it to the government or give it to you to run this stupid company.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Any other news?
No.
Rumor time!
Rumors!
Vince McMahon gets kicked out for sex allegations?
That happened!
But then he returns and takes back the company?
He did that!
And then Vince sells the company but stays in power?
Jesus! Oh my God!
And then Vince dyes his hair black and has a stupid mustache?
Confirmed!
So PW Insider says that if John Cena shows up at WrestleMania, it won't be for any major physicality since he's getting ready to film in a few months. Season 2 of Peacemaker. Fuck yeah. I'll take John Cena not doing anything at Mania.
Yes.
As long as we get Peacemaker season
Correct.
2. I'll take it.
That's
way better. Any other rumors? There's like Meltzer's like, oh, Roman's taking time off after Mania. It's like, yeah, he always does that.
Yeah, he takes time off win or lose no matter what.
And,
right.
You know, it's like, oh, is Stone Cold going to show up? We'll see, right? But hopefully he does at some capacity.
Yeah.
So it's trivia time.
Yeah. Easy. Who has the most wins in WrestleMania history?
The Undertaker.
Yeah, that was the trick, guys. Come on. You gotta got that quick.
Yeah.
The real question, which two guys are tied for the second most?
Edge?
No. He is the third most.
Dang it.
Both guys.
Hogan?
No, both guys have lost to The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Oh. I know Triple H's record's not good either. Orton?
No.
No, he always loses too.
Eric, throw a guess in. Andrew's like three guesses in, but...
I know.
Well, if you're not gonna, I'm just gonna...
Sheamus? No, he hasn't fought The Undertaker. Never mind.
Batista?
No.
How many wins?
10.
10?
10 wins?
Undertaker's got 25. The next second place is 10. Two gentlemen.
Oh, Brock Lesnar.
No.
Huh. What?
I can tell you how many each of these guys have.
Roman Reigns?
No,
because Roman loses. He used to lose.
Brock has 6. Edge has 9. He's in second place.
Third place.
Randy Orton has 8.
Yeah. Who else has lost the team?
That's a good clue, guys. Come on.
It's not Kane. Kane doesn't.
Kane has 9.
He has 9?
Kane has 9 wins.
It's because he's always in some bullshit match. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Let's go down. So it's not going to be Bray Wyatt.
Hogan
AJ Styles, no. Who's Undertaker
Roman.
Fought? I guess
it's not
like
Roman.
Who's,
it's
who's
not
been
Brock.
Who fought Taker like 20 years ago?
Jimmy Snuka.
Is it Triple H?
Yes.
Oh. Well, he has a bad record, too.
I know. He's like 10 and 12 at WrestleMania.
Yeah. All right. And then there's one more guy that is.
No. It's not that person.
This one should be pretty easy.
Is it? It's not Sean.
But Sean is like 6 and 14 or something.
Yeah, Sean's 6.
Yeah. Triple H and...
I'm going to put it very easily. Who never loses?
At Mania?
Just in general.
John Cena.
John Cena.
Always forget about that match.
Because it was like five minutes.
I know. That was my trick. That was my trick.
You're a trick.
You tied. There you go. I'll give you guys the tie.
We did it.
Yay.
More me, though, so.
Woo. All right. Let's do some fan questions. Hold on.
Hold it.
Swole Possum, of all the single championship matches, which match are you most confident about the outcome? Well... That's why we're doing predictions.
Sure.
We have our lock of the centuries.
We do.
Yes.
The old Kanye, is WWE aware of any other musicians for a WrestleMania theme besides The Weeknd? I say this, a Weeknd fan personally, to me, his music just does not fit with wrestling. Well, most of the music WWE uses now does not fit wrestling. Yeah. Look at the intros for Raw and SmackDown. They don't fit wrestling. Right. Greatness! Yeah! Greatness! Yeah!
Right.
What were you going to say?
My favorite band, The Wonder Years, did the song for NXT Stand and Deliver.
Oh.
Yeah.
Your favorite band?
Yeah.
The Wonder Years.
Yeah.
There was a show called that.
There's a band called that.
Oh, they copied.
Steven with a V. We all know WrestleMania is the showcase of the immortals and the showcase of amazing entrances. Push Fire Barry WrestleMania 40 entrances. Rhea Ripley riding in on a monster truck.
Fuck yeah.
That's pretty good. The Haka being performed for Roman Reigns and The Rock. Santos Escobar and Dominic climbing over a wall.
What?
Okay, we're going to fire that.
That is racist.
We're going to bury the Haka and we're going to push Rhea Ripley into that truck.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. Shame on you, Steven with a V.
Carlos Ramirez,
how special can WrestleMania 50 be? Make some crazy predictions. All right, so Roman Reigns is going to beat Cody Rhodes for the, 12th time?
In a row, 11? Yes, yeah.
Something like that.
That's a crazy prediction.
Yeah.
I got a couple. DIY grabs one set of the tag titles.
For WrestleMania 50? 11
years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you said they're not going to win it this year, right?
Right,
yeah.
No, it's funny. Someone posted a thread of some wrestling message board when people are like, what do you guys think WrestleMania 40 is going to be like? And this is like as they're watching WrestleMania 30 and they're, one guy's like, we'll probably be complaining about Roman Reigns.
Oh, my God. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's both old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll probably see MJF retain the title against Braun Breaker.
Oh, God.
Let's hope so.
Braun won't be around that long.
Max Power, I think he will. Oh, he's their next Roman Reigns. Like the guy that we don't think's good enough and they're going to push him.
Well, Vince is gone, so.
Max Power, if there is tons of interference in the Cody Roman match, it could still be good if done well. A million people interfered in Mankind's title win.
It's true.
On Raw and Nitro spoiled the result and it was still amazing.
But that's different because Mankind wasn't good enough to be a title winner without help. Clearly,
neither is Cody.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, Mankind beat The Rock in the fucking tournament, and they screwed him over. He beat him fair and square.
He also beat
Mankind
him.
Mankind was awesome.
A few times.
But yeah, having Stone Cold come and help you, that puts you over even more.
I want the good guy helpers to just take out the bad guys before they get to Cody. That means that they didn't interfere in the match. Yeah, that would make it right.
Like Avengers.
I mean, it's not gonna be as good as Aces of Steel's Endgame video, so why even have it at this point?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Just cancel WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Spencer Corniver, with Cardona showing up to fight Edge on Collision, I have higher odds that he shows up to Mania.
And
gets kicked out Enzo style.
Wow.
Oh, I see.
He buys a ticket.
Yeah. PCJ, guys, this year's WrestleMania is a big deal for me because it's the first time my soon-to-be 5-year-old son will be watching the show with me. Can you guys give him a pep talk on what to look forward to this father-son bonding experience? Any tips from yourselves as fathers? It's funny. We'll be watching with my son this year, at least night one. But, yeah, he's excited about it. But he's not the biggest wrestling fan.
Tell him you can't touch my toys.
No kidding.
No.
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 But advice to give your son, I don't know. It should be fun, I guess. For a child, should be a lot of fun, right?
Don't get into this.
Don't watch. That's what I'm-
Don't like get into any of this.
Careful, kid. Don't break your hat.
Who do you think is a lock to win? The main good guy. Yeah, no. He's going to lose.
Like, Leo's going to get old enough soon to like football, and he's going to be like, Dad, guess look what I have. And he's going to be wearing a Jet shirt, and I'm like, no!
Get out! Get out while you still can.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. B-Sands, can we have for absolutely no other reason than just pure entertainment, What's Wrong With Wrestling presents the roast of Josh Reese. I mean, we do it every week.
Yeah, it's an ongoing series.
It's every week it's a roast of him.
Yeah.
Wardlow, whose potential special entrance are you looking forward to the most? When Roman and Rock come out, it could be one of the most badass and longest entrances of all time.
Yeah, it's probably like those two coming out is going to take a combined 47 minutes.
Maybe.
That's a good. We should put that on the scorecard.
Yeah.
Just the entrances. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, again, I like the Ripley idea. Drew could have a good one. We'll see.
Yeah.
Jonathan Smith, I'm just saying, I went to WrestleMania 30 and Taker's streak got broken. Went to 34, Asuka's streak got broken. I'll be at Mania both nights, and Roman has a 1,000-plus day streak of being champ.
I believe in you.
I guess it's all him.
Yeah.
It's all on you now.
Adrenaline.
We'll see if his streak continues.
In his balls.
Yeah. Yeah. Terry Dactyl, Push Fire Barry, Raw After Mania Returns, EC3,
ooh.
Velveteen Dream, and Austin Aries.
Oh, no.
I would do...
Yeah, be careful.
Careful. I would do Velveteen Dream. I think
canceled.
He's been exonerated.
Canceled.
He's been exonerated.
Kind of, no.
He's also a legal crazy person
Austin
now.
Austin Aries. What a random name. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he had
Vegas,
a lot of shit.
Vegas out of X. Him.
How did EC3 go fucking sink so hard? He was really good.
Yeah.
He had a good little gimmick.
Right. Libel Chief, did you see the interview The Rock did today? Pretty late in the game to turn face, but so be it. No. I saw Rock talk about how, like, it broke his heart that the fans were disappointed that it was going to be, you know, him and Roman when they thought it was going to be Rock. But then he also claimed that this was all his idea. So it's like, which is which, Rock?
Yeah, come on.
You know? He's like, oh, yeah, this is the plan all along. It's like, okay.
What an idiot.
Joseph Reiling, did you know Omos was still employed? At least he hasn't been on TV. Yeah, I mean, this is all he gets used for.
Yeah.
No, Andrew could have hit the where the hell have you been around six times. That's for true. That battle royal.
Caleb Stuckey, Drew beats Rollins. Priest cashes in on Drew. Punk interferes and costs Priest the match. Well, why would he do that? McIntyre and that title are mine. Seth gets time off to heal Punk versus Drew at SummerSlam or whenever he's ready, and the briefcase is off that steaming coil Priest, who says no. I don't know.
Jerry.
I'm sure.
Well, I'll get to the prediction.
I'm not going to root for Priest to win when he cashes in, that's for sure.
Yeah.
The Rizzler, you guys ever consider opening up the scorecard to all patron fans in a large pool format? We all submit money. I mean, you guys already send us money. It's fine.
Yeah.
He says, my Hail Mary prediction, Drew beats Damian, cashes in and wins. Drew wins, then Damian cashes in and wins it. Then Drew Van Damian at Clash at the Castle. Drew versus.
Come on, people.
Everyone's spelling like Josh. Drew wins at home to get that pop he was denied.
Mm.
Maybe. We'll see. I just don't think Damian Priest is good enough or big enough to cash in at Mania. I really don't.
Right.
Georgie, Joe lost a dollar because Stone Cold said so. See y'all after Mania.
Give me a minute.
Joe, you lost a dollar.
You lost a dollar.
Yeah, probably.
Speedy McCrab, probably with the conversation of betrayals being involved in the main event, it got me thinking how interesting a best betrayal bracket would be. What betrayal is the most iconic to you guys?
Send in suggestions. Enough to make a bracket.
Yeah, Triple H over Shawn.
Yeah.
Ciampa over Johnny. I mean, Hogan over Macho. I mean, that's still, the biggest thing.
Right.
Mark Maravillas, it was truly impressive how many botches fit into that disastrous battle royal.
Oh, I know.
Horrible.
Absolutely.
In that whole show.
Yeah. Jeremy Shedlock, happy Mania weekend. Pushfire Barry, fan names I have used for fan questions. Bo Nur. beat your meat to Keebler's feet.
That's number one.
And then Brett the Shitman Fart.
That's number two.
Yeah, that's correct. John Lynch, I fully believe it's Roman winning. Rock and Roman as the match was the match, and Roman was winning, surely. But Cody has inserted the last minute thoughts. That's a good point.
Say that again?
Like, it was going to be Rock and Roman. If it was going to be Rock versus Roman, obviously Roman wins.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're just replacing the contender, isn't the result the same?
I don't know.
I don't know.
That's a really good argument.
I mean, I always said if it was Rock and Roman, Roman was retaining. If it was Roman and Cody, Cody would retain.
Right, but
or would
but
win.
The theory, like the contender doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like the results are going to be the same either way. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Kimbo, who's pushing Bronson Reese? His taint is bigger than the runway at IH Airport. Holy shit.
Bronson Reese.
That's gross, but okay.
Eric is my sexual fantasy.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. What are the chances of Big Daddy Eric winning the big one like his hero Cody and becoming the next champ? I have it at 69%. What do you guys think? I don't know if that's that bad.
That's a good...
Sex!
And then Omar says, hashtag push Eric in me. Wow.
A lot of men want you to fuck them. Just saying.
Yeah. So, have fun with that, Eric.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I guess, which one?
This is bullshit!
That's Eric 90% of the time whenever we're doing a bracket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's all for fan questions. So it is time for WrestleMania predictions.
Any
13
bracket,
matches.
Any bracket that has HBK or Stacey Keibler, Eric pushes that button.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I become that button.
You are that button.
You the button.
All right, first match, we have Damage Control versus Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi.
Okay. I have the Good Girls.
Good Girls.
That's literally what I wrote. You didn't write that.
Fucking bullshit. And I have and I have Jade pinning Dakota.
Of course. Andrew, same?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many people interfere?
I have zero.
Zero.
Zero. Any swerves?
No.
No.
Cross it out.
Cross it out. We don't need it. That's good for me.
That's true.
Retaining.
That's the part that he spilt his drink on.
Yeah. So it doesn't even count.
Oh, so his is, his is disqualified.
We get the points. He doesn't. All right.
Jizz.
Latino World Order. Mm. Loser World Order.
Yes.
LWO.
Mm-hmm.
Versus Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah. Mm.
Uh-huh. Who you got?
I got Rey and Andrade.
And Eric's out. Just Eric, like that. Eric is out.
Just like that.
Second match in. He's out.
I have the winners.
Yeah.
Santos and Dordi.
Of course. I've got Dom pinning Rey.
I've got Escobar pinning Rey.
Just like that.
I've got,
no, it's only 2 points.
I've got Andrade pinning Santos.
Yeah, you're going to be down so much already.
Wow.
How many people interfere?
Two.
I have two.
I have one.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Does Carlito turn on the LWO?
Yes.
It's the lock of the century.
You have yes.
Yes.
But the good guys still win.
It can be after the match.
Okay, maybe.
If Andrade hadn't replaced Dragon Lee, I would have picked Dirty Dom.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but Andrade's not taking the pin. Like, Dominic lost to his father last year. He's got to get one on him this year.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next up, we have Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso, brother versus brother, Uso versus Uso, blood versus blood, me versus me. That's what he said. Yeet versus Skeet.
Yeet versus Skeet.
Who do you got?
I've got Jey with a pin.
I've got Jey with a pin.
Same.
Okay.
How many people interfere?
Uno.
Zero.
I have one. Over, under, 6.5 super kicks.
I have over.
I have over.
I put under. But we'll see. And then do they hug or shake hands after the match?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes.
I put no.
Okay.
So Andrew and I have different theories. Like, I don't think Solo comes down. He's too worried about Roman. He's not going to give a fuck about Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
And I think that they fight to where they hug at the end. Even if Jay forces the hug, they hug.
Mm-hmm.
Where Andrew's like, nope, Solo's going to interfere, and they still hate each other.
So well, I never said Solo.
Yeah.
Oh, who?
Yeah.
Oh, you have another?
Maybe.
No.
You can talk about
that? Yeah, I mean, maybe their dad.
He just fucking elbows Jimmy.
Nah, just
you
comes
fuck!
Out. comes out, tries to tell him to stop or something.
He backs his ass up. And
we'll see.
I think he's the referee, which wouldn't count.
His dad.
Well, but I feel like he said that a couple months ago, and then they were probably like, well, you fucking spoiled it. Because that's happened before.
Yeah.
Where like these legends are like, yeah, I found out I'm doing something. And they're like, oh, no, I fucked that up. I think Kurt Angle did that once.
Oh, really?
He said something like, yeah, I was planning on doing something, but then I revealed it, and they said, never mind.
Interesting.
He ruined the surprise.
Well.
Then we have the Undisputed Tag Team Championship six-pack tag team ladder match, Judgment Day, DIY, Awesome Truth, New Day, A-Town Down Under, and New Catch Republic. Yeah. Who you got?
I got Awesome Truth with a belt pull.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I've got Awesome Truth. I mean, I think the logical thing is two teams grab it. The other one's probably A-Town Down Under.
How long have you been saying DIY, and now you didn't pick DIY?
I have a bet. I already got a bet. That's more than this is worth.
How do you do that? How do you go all in on DIY pussy. And then you don't hey, fucking Joe, pick DIY? Because
I have it covered.
You they have fucking to win.
Pussy.
Yeah. Yeah, Awesome Truth. How many people interfere?
I got none.
Out of all those why. Teams, I got one. Well, maybe a Dominic or a... I don't know.
I hope not. There's too many people already. I put zero. Does anyone hang from the top?
No.
No.
I think they're going to do it this time. There's 12 people.
Okay.
And there's going to be a giant coat hanger for both belts.
I don't know, but if it comes down, it all fucks it all up.
That'd be great. First to use a ladder as a weapon?
I have Priest.
I have Ciampa.
I have Priest. First to jump off a ladder?
Balor.
I have Johnny.
I have Johnny.
Nice.
Do any teams get added or replaced?
No.
I have no.
I have no.
They would have done it already.
And, of course, do two teams win? Do the tag titles get split up?
I put yes.
I put yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And who's your second team?
Down Under.
Down Under. You're not even going to pick DIY? Like, this is for nothing at this point.
I think it's...
This part doesn't count. You could just say DIY.
51-49 Down Under to DIY.
I think New Catch.
Yeah, because they're both on Raw, right?
Even I think. They both matter. You win the belts, you go to the other show.
Yeah.
Even I think at this point DIY could be DIY winning the other belts.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
That would lose.
I have more faith in Joe's. Now we've swapped, I guess.
You want to just switch it?
Do I win $3?
Should we just switch it?
No, that's the Cardona one. This is just a dollar bet. Yeah.
That'd be hilarious if we switch spots. Exactly.
That's hilarious. Like, let's switch the bet.
Joe, funny. You had it won. Why did you switch? And they win the titles. Because I'm an idiot, all right?
Did you see those odds?
Andrew switched it on me when I was drunk. It's bullshit.
Ciampa also said that they have like a... I think they're going to have DX gear. I think they're going to actually cosplay as Shawn and Triple H.
But like, honestly...
How do you lose when you do that?
Don't fucking toy with
me. Yeah, you want to switch the bet? Let's switch the bet.
All four guys go up. And instead of hitting each other, they each grab a title. It would just be so perfect.
This
for
is probably so dumb, but I'll give you the I'll give you the offer
to switch
flip,
it
to flip the bet.
That's really because that's hilarious.
They're totally getting split up. The belts are totally getting split up.
Absolutely.
I'll give you one offer. You have until the end of the show.
Okay, fine.
It's only a few minutes. all right.
That's crazy that you really believe it now.
It's a dollar. I've won so much of your dollars.
Yeah.
And I'm going to win another one for Cardona, so you need to have at least one left.
But Andrew, here's why I can't switch it. I'm making my decision. I can't. Uh-huh. Here's why I can't.
Right.
If I switch it and you win, I'm the biggest fucking idiot of all time.
It's true.
So I can't switch it.
It'll be one hell of a joke, though.
Yeah.
All right, we've got Gunther versus Sammy for the IC title.
I got Sammy.
Eric.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've got Gunther.
You know, it's funny. Sammy's actually favorite on the betting odds. Yeah. But
what are they?
They haven't set it up enough. One segment, Rocky, three segments, not going to do it for me.
No.
I've got Gunther.
I've got Gunther with a pin.
I've got Sammy with a pin.
Pin.
How many people interfere?
I got none.
I have two.
Yeah, I put one.
All right.
I can see none.
I have a few scenarios that I feel could happen. Does Chad Gable turn on Sammy?
I really thought about this. I was really back and forth. I almost had to flip a coin.
I put no. Because
I get it, but I'm going to put no for this.
Yeah.
I put no. What I think is going to happen, and this is not going to count as a yes, although we all put no, but I think he's going to try to help Sammy and accidentally hit him.
Could be.
You know? Then we have, does Damian Priest cash in? Because he teased it a month ago or whatever.
I have no.
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 All right. Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch, Women's World Championship. Who you got?
I've got Rhea.
You know, I had Becky as a lock a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm sold on, you know, Rhea needs this more than Becky does.
Yeah.
And she's so fucking popular and good right now.
Yeah.
Why drop this title? Have her get the big win over a Becky Lynch who doesn't need it. So I got Rhea with a pin.
It's Rhea. It's obviously Rhea with a pin. How many people interfere?
Zero.
Zero. This is your classic no interference match because they're both too good.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I put one, but now I'm like wondering why.
Yeah.
Well, because Dom, Dirty Dom.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
It's still probably 40-60, you know what I mean?
JD McDonough.
Does Rhea kick out of the manhandle slam?
Yes.
I think this is going to be... I think this starts WrestleMania now, because I think this is a night one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they kick off night one with this match, and right. I think it's like it's going to be go down as like one of the biggest matches of the...
It's a yes or no question.
You're like a contestant.
Oh, is it past your bedtime?
You're like an online recipe. Hey, do you want a recipe for mashed potatoes?
No, sure. Eric, with this
when
called...
I was a child of three.
No, Eric, this is called a podcast, and we actually embellish on our decisions here.
No.
That's what we do.
No, it's just you.
Andrew, what happened on Raw? Stuff happened. Podcast over.
You're giving your fucking life story. It's a yes or no question. Does she kick out of her finisher?
Yes.
Okay. That's all you had to say.
My God.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like Big E with the popcorn bucket over here. I mean, you made it longer by doing this, Eric.
I probably did. He was still going.
I was done.
You would still be going.
No, I was going to say you're like a contestant on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Now, back in 95, now, you know, we talk about the Monday Night Wars podcast, how that relates to the Rhea Ripley.
Okay, shut the
match.
Fuck up. I need to go to bed. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's true.
You should do the Hogwash podcast. We're up till 2 a.m. All right.
Fuck.
I've got yes for whatever question we were asking.
And she's like, I'm just going to go yes. I don't remember what it was.
So yes, Rhea kicks out of the manhandle slam. We all have yes?
Yes.
Does Becky kick out of the riptide?
You know, the origins.
Please, embellish me. Tell me.
Of the riptide.
Yes.
Are very, very varied, you know?
Yes, tell me more.
They're very, very.
They're very varied. You know, it's a pump handle slam, which was made famous by...
by who?
Yeah, you got nothing to say.
The Road Dog. He did the doggy style one.
He did the fuck handle slam.
He did the cuck handle slam.
Oh, it's good times.
So I have yes.
Eric, it's a yes or no question.
I have yes.
I have yes. So that's great. We all have. They kick out of each other's finishers. Big match.
Right.
Big match.
Do they hug / shake hands after the match? When I was a boy, I never shook hands with anyone.
No.
What's weird is when I had my first child, I really wasn't sure what life was going to throw at me. You know, I didn't have a job. I was really kind of curious how I would.
Eric. Look what you did.
I have no.
I put yes for this one.
What?
Yeah, I put yes.
That's a bullshit.
Maybe like a handshake.
I think Becky just sits and cries.
I think. No.
Rhea's a bad girl.
I think. Yeah, but she's the biggest face heel in the company.
I was torn on this. Yeah.
But no, I think it like a handshake. Like, hey, yeah, you know.
You did it.
Becky's a legend at this point.
Well, Andrew,
you belong
beat
the
man. It's got to be a hug shake, whatever that is.
No.
I don't even know what that is.
All right. Last match of night one. We have the Bloodline versus Cody and Seth.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. I've got the Bloodline.
Yeah, of course they have to.
I have Rock pinning Cody.
Okay. Well, I didn't even do mine yet. I have the Bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
I also have Rock pinning Cody.
Okay.
I have Rock pinning Seth.
Okay.
All right.
How many people interfere?
I have one.
One solo. Mm-hmm. I have solo interference.
I have two because you just never know who's going to jump into this match.
Sure. Does anyone kick out of the Rock bottom?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no. You can't fuck over the Rock that fast.
It's not fuck over.
Yeah.
Stone Cold kicked out of like three.
Who? Cody kicks every out match. Of it?
And now he's like 20 years older.
So Cody Stone Cold and you're not rooting for him?
Yeah, that's the same. Yeah, that's what a crazy, insane way to compare the two.
Ah.
They both kicked out of the Rock bottom. I guess they're the same person.
How?
So Cody's just as cool as Stone Cold.
You brought up the name Stone Cold, not
Come on.
Me.
I'm just saying, people kick out of the Rock bottom.
Yeah.
Certainly if
Cody's going to end this huge streak. Anyways, I have yes.
I mean, he might do a rock bottom and it doesn't end, but I don't think there's like an actual fucking shoulder up.
All right, well, let's keep arguing about Eric. This 2 points.
Yes.
Eric, you said yes.
I did.
Does anyone kick out of the spear?
I'm going to say yes.
Of course.
Yes, everyone does. Does anyone kick out of the crossroads?
No.
I'm going to say the Rock does. Yes.
I'm going to say yes, everyone does. Does anyone kick out of the stomp?
No.
I'm going to go yes here.
I'm going to say no there.
I'm going to say that, I mean, kicking out and a pin being broken up are two different things.
I think the Rock kicks out of both.
And again, actually, a leg on the rope doesn't count as a kick out.
Right.
Does anyone accidentally hit their partner?
I'm going to say yes.
You know, it's funny. I thought of this question because I thought it was a really good 50-50 question. I talked myself out of it. I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes. Mm. And then any swerves?
No.
Not here.
Not for this.
Not here.
No. Not yet.
All right, night two. We've got LA Knight versus AJ Styles.
Mm. Yep.
What you got?
I got Knight with a pin.
I have Knight with a pin.
Knight with a pin. How many people interfere?
Zero.
Miedo.
Miedo.
Does AJ kick out of the BFT?
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
No.
I'll say yes.
Okay.
Does Knight kick out of the Styles Clash?
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes. That's how he kind of gets his big one.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes. And do they hug or shake hands after the match?
No.
No.
That's just a question. I have no.
I have no.
Then we have the Philadelphia Street Fight, the Pride versus the Final Testament.
Yep.
Who you got?
I'm going to say Final Testament.
Wrong.
I have who gives a shit.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Or
five
the
points to you.
Five points. $5
to you. $5
to you.
Now for $1 million.
Now the next question is worth $100,000.
I have the Pride and I have Lashley pinning Akam.
Let's go. I have Razor.
Okay.
I've got Cross pinning Dawkins.
That's wrong.
Oh, Eric.
First.
Actually, I have Bobby subbing Razor.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Okay. First weapon used?
Stairs.
Remember, they have to pick it up because that's Joe's rule.
Yes.
True. Yeah. I have Kendo.
Oh, I have chair. We all have all different weapons. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, good.
How many people interfere?
I'm going to say zero.
Two.
They've got two bitches.
Yeah.
They've got two bitches.
If they don't use the old fuck for this match, why is he here?
The last question, what does Paul Ellering do? Nothing.
Dies.
Nothing. Everyone gets two points there.
Aw.
Then we have Logan Paul versus Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton for the United States Championship. Who you got?
I have Logan Paul with a pin.
Ooh, Logan Paul with a pin.
I have Logan Paul pinning.
Oh, you have to write it still?
Okay. No, I have Logan Paul pinning Kevin Owens.
I know.
Same. I also have Owens.
Same.
How many stunners?
Two.
Dose.
I have two.
Wow.
How many RKOs?
Three.
Two.
Two as well.
Okay.
How many people interfere?
I have one.
Yeah, Logan's always got some fucking jabroni.
I've got one. Theory. I've got Waller and a jabroni. I have three.
Three. Goddamn. Yeah.
That's why I have the extra RKO for the jabroni.
There you go, yeah. Then we have Io Sky versus Bayley, Women's Championship.
Yeah.
I got Bayley.
Yeah, of course.
Bayley with a pin?
Pin.
With a pin.
How many people interfere?
One.
This could be up to five.
Is it Sasha?
I'm going to say
Sasha.
I'm going to say two.
I'm going to say six.
If Sasha never debuted and we really hadn't heard anything, I think all of
Damage Control comes out. And then I think, you know, Bianca, Jade, and Naomi all come out too.
Oh, six?
Yeah, I have six.
Wow.
Could be.
Does Bayley have her old song?
No.
If she doesn't, I'll fucking riot.
Yeah, this was how I tricked Joe out of 2 points.
What are you talking about? You don't think she will?
No.
Why?
No.
Because she's pissed. It's like this blood feud kind of. She can't just come out and be like, hug me!
But she can come out to her music with the things.
Nah. I don't see it.
Yeah.
Not happening.
It has to happen.
Has to happen.
I'm so happy.
Joe is done.
Two points for me.
Does Bayley kick out of the moonsault?
I'll say yeah.
I'm going to say no. I think that's still protected.
I'm going to say yes. She does. Mm. Then we have Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Yes. I have Drew.
Oh, yeah.
Drew.
Drew with a pin.
Drew with a pin?
Yeah.
How many people interfere?
I'm going to say zero.
Zero on this.
Oh, I've got two.
It could be.
He's talking with the bloodline backstage at Raw. Pro show. Does Drew kick out of the stomp?
No.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes. Does Seth kick out of the Claymore?
Yes.
I'm going to say no. Protected.
Yes.
He's the new champion. They're going to protect it.
I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah.
Does Damian Priest cash in?
I'm going to say yes.
Oh. I'm going to say yes, and he fails. So that just means that he actually wants
As long
match.
As he fails, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Is it a triple threat, or does he cash in after Drew wins?
I think he cashes in, and Drew retains it, either with the help of Judgment Day, and he's the new leader.
Oh, my God. No way.
Or he just fails.
He's way too cool to be the leader of Judgment Day.
but that would make them kind of cool then. Maybe.
Or make him lame.
But when is Money in the Bank now? In July?
Yeah.
It's usually somewhere between May and July.
Yeah.
They better make it like an LA Knight or somebody that can actually win the fucking thing.
I know. Yeah. All right. Finally, we have the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes.
This is where men become boys.
You know who wants to see this match again? Nobody!
Did you say this is where men come on boys?
That's not what I said.
Easy, Lex Luger.
Wow.
All right, who do you got? This was the hardest decision in this entire scorecard, was who wins this match.
Andrew, get the button ready for all three of us.
Yeah.
Put your finger on it.
Yeah.
Eric, go first.
Cody with a pin.
You fucking mark!
I have Cody with the pin.
You fucking mark!
I've got Cody.
This is bullshit!
It's not the button I wanted to hit.
I've got Cody with a pin.
Yeah.
It's like... flip a coin at this point, though, for me.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Adrenaline.
Andrew.
In my soul.
There's no
Andrew
way.
Andrew sucking Cody's pole.
Yeah, all right.
There's no way. Triple H knows at WrestleMania, the good guy wins. Enough of this fucking Roman bullshit.
Yeah.
They have to.
You guys are going to be so angry.
I'm going to. Andrew, I was there.
I know.
I was so angry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What's Joe's next? Like, I'm never coming again.
Yeah.
No, he never will come.
I will never come again.
If Cody doesn't win, I will never come. I will be celibate for the rest of my life.
That sounds horrible.
All right. How many people interfere?
17.
I counted 15. That's funny. I had. I had.
Avengers. No. Cry babies.
Cry babies.
Cry.
Cry.
Story is like Thor's hammer, like Dusty could never lift the world championship.
Oh my god.
Then Dustin Rhodes, Goldust can never lift the world championship, and then finally Cody gets it. I knew it.
I knew it. And then he gets kicked in the face.
Yeah. Yes.
I have six people interfering.
I have five.
I have five as well.
Okay. Yeah. Does Cody come from the stage? Rise from the stage.
So he came from the stage year one.
Yeah.
Year
yeah.
two, he didn't?
No, I think he did.
Last year?
Yeah.
Wait, no.
He did.
Wait, who did he fight?
Roman.
Oh, Roman. No, yeah, he came from the... Yeah, he rose from the stage.
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes.
Now, the stage is much smaller.
But it's still elevated.
But it's still elevated, yeah.
Yeah.
Andrew?
Yeah, I put yeah.
Okay.
Over under 30 minutes.
Over.
You know, 30 is a long time. That's a good pick there for that number. I'm still going to say over.
Oh, like, it's over.
Like 30...
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's 38.
39.
Oh, yeah, no, it's... Dude... Especially with all the interference and all like this huge story they're telling, it's going long.
I think Stone Cold and The Rock have like a 5-minute match within this match in the middle of the ring.
Jesus Christ, I hope so.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what their match was last year. I bet that was over 32. How many spears?
I have four.
I have three.
I have three spears. How many crossroads?
I've got six.
I put five, so yeah.
Wow.
I think
a couple in a row.
I think he hits two, like, mid-match, kicks out, and then he's like, I got to do three at the end.
So I have those three.
Okay, you have three?
Yeah.
How many rock bottoms?
I'm going to say one.
Yeah, one. By the way, they went 34 minutes last year.
Holy wow. shit.
How many stomps? I should have said 35 minutes.
You should have said 34. Yeah.
Yeah.
I put zero stomps.
I put one. I don't think he's turning on Cody.
One stomp.
One on Cody.
Maybe. Does Seth turn on Cody?
No.
I'm going to put no.
Something has to happen.
I know. I hope it happens.
Something has to happen. I put yes.
Wow.
Even though I have Cody winning. But I would just as fine if he fucking betrays Cody and Cody loses.
Yeah, but hold
just
on. Saying. If he betrays him, then they have to feud.
Yeah.
And he beats him again and again.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Like five
he
in a row.
Well, here's the thing. He doesn't have to feud with him because he's going to be feuding with so many people. I mean, he doesn't necessarily
if he
have
tries
to
screw Cody, he's fighting him at
but
Backlash.
If Cody still wins, it doesn't matter. I won. Fuck you. he's going to be on the other show anyway. And they could never, you know, you can't just cross shows. Can't do that.
Right. Cody will be on every episode that WWE's programming.
Yeah,
has.
He will. Does The Rock turn on Roman?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say no.
During the match?
After. What I think, yeah.
I put no because the only way I could see it would be after, like, you failed, you lost. But
yeah.
I feel like that would take away Cody's moment. It's going to be, they're going to end the show with Cody with the belt, raising the title.
Yeah, but they can do all this before or during. I don't know.
I have a no for that. Any other swerves? Because there's a billion people in this.
I put no just because
this is
I
outside
couldn't...
of Seth and The Rock.
Yeah.
I put no.
Yeah. I think the Seth one's going to be the big deal. And obviously, more than one would just be absurd. Does Damian Priest cash in?
No.
All right. Now we have the surprise appearance. We have, 40 names? No, not 40. Sorry.
17?
1, 2, no. 3, 4, 16, 17,
19. Right, and you could write one in if you want. Mm-hmm. 2 points if you're right, 2 points if you're wrong. Can't put Triple H or HBK since they work there. Bullshit. You know, Shawn Michaels is going to be on the pre-show panel anyway. Triple H is probably going to come out and go, "Welcome to Mania," all that shit.
Right.
And if they're only in the crowd, it doesn't count. Like, they have to do something. If it's just like, hey, look, there's Sylvester Stallone, wave. But, like, if he's backstage in a segment or if he comes out to the stage or something, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Brandy's probably going to be in the crowd. She has to either get involved in the match somehow or, like, hug Cody after he wins
something,
right?
Okay, that counts?
Right?
Hugging him after the match is good?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you can choose. We have John Cena, Charlotte Flair, Undertaker, Stone Cold, Hulk Hogan, Dustin Rhodes, Sheamus, Titus O'Neil, Mick Foley, Shane McMahon, Alexa Bliss, Brandi Rhodes, Kurt Angle, Rikishi, Sylvester Stallone, Kane, Uncle Howdy, Bret Hart, William Regal, and you could write someone in if you want.
Yeah.
But you have to pick a minimum of 5. Go ahead.
I have Cena. I've got Stone Cold. I've got Hogan. I've got Titus O'Neil.
Yeah.
I've got Kurt Angle, and I've got Sylvester Stallone.
You pick 6. Wow.
Pick 6.
All you right. know, it's so interesting. I think I would have picked 2 if I could, you know, choose
right.
that.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick Cena. I think he's the host, which spoils one of my next picks.
Sure.
I'm just going to say Rikishi was my other lock. Forced to pick Brandi Rhodes. She'll hug him after. If this is his moment, his wife's going to be there.
Right. Yeah. With the dog.
With the dog.
I should have put Pharaoh.
I should have put the dog.
I think Dustin is in the crowd and hugs him. And I think Tony's like, yeah, I want to see that dude. And then I don't think Stone Cold's going, but forced to pick him. So I pick Stone Cold.
But you pick Dustin?
I pick Dustin. Those are my 5.
But, well, hopefully he does something else than just being in the crowd.
Yeah, but you just said if Brandy hugs Cody after the match.
Well, I said she gets in the ring and hugs him.
If he wins the title and goes to the railing and he hugs his wife.
Right.
That's not enough?
No. That's why I said if they're just in the crowd, it doesn't count.
Well, look, I'm forced to pick 5, so I'm leaving him. Sure. Sure.
All right. Because, like, I feel like Stallone will be there in the crowd, maybe. But if it's just like, hey, look, he's there, does that, I mean, I don't know. You know? All right, we'll debate it if we need to.
If Stallone is there, he's not a here he is in the crowd. He's going to do something.
Maybe.
He's going to punch somebody.
He's going to
Yeah.
Go ahead, Andrew. What do you got?
I have John Cena.
The Undertaker.
Nice.
Stone Cold, Hulk Hogan, and Rikishi.
Yeah.
I just picked the legends and then, of course, Rikishi because, you know, his sons.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't feel like Stone Cold's a I'm going to keep showing up guy. I wish.
No, but
that'd
it's
be cool.
But it's 40.
Yeah.
He showed up to 30.
Yeah.
Well, he lost, right?
Huh?
Huh?
What?
What?
Didn't he fight on 30?
No.
That was Hogan's favorite Silver Dome.
That's when they were like him, Hogan, and Rock were the hosts.
I'm talking about Undertaker.
You said Stone Cold.
Yeah. No, you... Okay.
You said Stone Cold.
You said Stone Cold.
You said Stone Cold. All
right.
So you meant Undertaker.
Yeah. Yes. Undertaker lost at 30.
Right. No, but I think, yeah, I think he's going to be there. He's still employed by the fucking company.
Yeah.
He'll do something, maybe.
Will he be Undertaker or will he be Mark?
If he's Mark, it doesn't count. No, not I'm just kidding. It counts. Mark.
No, if he shows up as Mark, he doesn't count.
All right. Okay. They're going to call me Undertaker. He's just going to be in his all black clothes or some shit.
Right.
Who's the host of WrestleMania?
I put no one. I don't think they need
a host. Does that win 2 points? No one?
I mean, I didn't think of that, but all right. That's fine. There's always a host.
Okay.
I put John Cena.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick.
Yeah.
There could be multiple hosts, so I'm going to hope it's John Cena and Jason Kelsey.
Mm.
That's not bad, because he's been talking WWE.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Right.
We'll see. But, like, I don't think they would just trust him, so maybe it is. If it's Cena, right. It might be Cena and Kelsey. That'd be hilarious.
Let me help you. You could trust him. He's fucking awesome.
Sure.
You could trust him.
Sure.
He's got a podcast. He's great.
Yeah. All right. How many times do they break an announce table?
I'm going to say two.
I'm going to say two, but over two nights, it's probably more.
I put four.
Yeah, it's probably
two
more.
Each night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the opening match of night one? Pre-show doesn't count.
I'm going to say IC title.
I already said Rhea, Becky.
Yeah, Rhea, Becky.
It has to be, because that's the other main event is now the first match.
Right. Mm-hmm. I said Rhea, Becky. The only other thing I was maybe going to put was the ladder match.
Right.
Because that's an exciting match to open with.
Yep. Yeah.
But if you're not going to main event, you might as well open it.
Yep.
You know, if you're going to be like the best match of the night. Then we have the main event of night one, which is, we don't really need to put it on here. We already know what it is.
Right.
Bloodline versus Cody and Seth, obviously. Then opening match of night two.
Seth and Drew.
It's got to be.
Seth and Drew, yep. And then main event of night two.
Cody Roman.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much didn't need this part, I guess. And yeah. Then lock of the century.
Jade.
The good girls.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Of course. I just put Drew. He's not losing.
I put Rock and Roman on night one.
Yeah.
Has to be Bloodline rules. What's the fucking point?
What's the point? Because then Cody can cheat.
Right.
Yeah.
So there you go. And obviously, if they win, that means Rock can't be at WrestleMania night two. I mean, yeah, of course.
Yeah, come
on. Bloodline's winning.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Those are our predictions for WrestleMania. As you could clearly tell, I'm the favorite to win.
That's ridiculous.
Whatever. So until then, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt or hat at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling and become a supporter of the show. Check out the WrestleMania 40 recap at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We'll see you after Mania.
Mm.
Cross your fingers.
Wow.
I'm going to win.
Cody crybaby.
69%.
Yes.
I'm drunk.